This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jon Stewart pulled a little stunt on The Daily Show last night that ended up with him cutting his hand open. He decided to smash his coffee cup down on the desk.
He was getting heated. You know how he gets.
Yeah. He's very passionate.
Yeah, he had a lot to say. He was using his hands.
But he realizes immediately that he cut his hand open. So he kind of sticks his hand down underneath the desk to try to hide it from everybody for a second. But then he realized there was blood visible. And this is some of the audio from the moment.
Because we've already paid for it with our subsidies. Hey! Come on! I'll be going to the hospital.
So I love that part. I realize I just messed up. I'm going to have to go to the hospital.
Yeah. And I think that somebody must have crawled under the desk and given him like a paper towel or something. Because did you see when he pulled his hand back up, he did have a paper towel? So I don't know how that was magical.
I'm pretty sure someone just lives under that desk the entire time.
Just handing him stuff?
Yes. Just never know. That was the moment with the big reveal.
Was there an update on how many stitches he ended up getting or anything like that?
Nothing that I know of.
I haven't seen anything yet either, but that looked like it was probably quite painful.
You'd think?
So, have you ever had an opportunity, or have you ever had a moment where you did something like this, Rockaholics, where you realized that you hurt yourself and needed to take yourself to the hospital? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to start with Paul from West Seattle. What happened when you were up on the roof?
I pretended like I was Mary Poppins, and I grabbed an umbrella and jumped off the roof and broke both my legs.
How old were you?
Bet they asked the same question.
I was about 9.
Oh, I think I said like 36.
9 or 10 years old. But anyway, I just want to say good morning to all my beautiful people, besides you, Steve. I'm not into dudes.
Oh, okay. Well, phew. I was worried if you were into me, I was going to leave my wife. I was right on the edge, man.
206-803-ROCK. James from Marysville, are you a scooter guy still?
No.
What happened when you were on your scooter?
So I got cut off, and over in Florida, the curbs are higher because of the storm drains, and I flipped over, and I kind of went onto my face and my shoulder, but I got up, and I thought I was okay, even though I was in a lot of pain, but for the next 5 days, I was limping around, and I'm kind of thinking, God, I think I'm okay because I'm still walking around. Everything's kind of painful, but I think I'm okay. But I put out posts on Facebook, and I'm like, hey, if you had broken ribs or a broken collarbone, would you know? And people are like, oh, yeah, dude, you would know. You would definitely know. And I'm like, okay. So I'm starting to make the trip back, and I see this clinic, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get this checked out because I feel stuff moving around. And I'm like,
yeah, you made the right call going to get it checked out.
Yeah, so I go into the doctor's office, and I still remember it was like after half an hour getting scans and everything. The guy sits down and goes, this whole place is talking about you. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, dude, you got 5 broken ribs, a broken collarbone, and a lacerated liver.
Oh, my God.
We need to take you over to Orlando because we need to get that shoulder set because everything's kind of messed up. And I'm like starting to freak out. I'm like, oh, my God, am I going to be like weird the rest of my life, like walking sideways. But I ended up being okay, and I got back home. But I was, I probably should have went to the hospital sooner. But yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how long can, I mean, how long can you go with a lacerated liver? It seems like something you need to get checked out right away.
Probably. Also, if you have any, even a bruised rib. Coughing, sneezing, yep. laughing—everything is miserable.
I do think it's funny, and I'm not judging because I've been just as stupid. Where like I've had something where I'm like, I should go get it checked out, but I'll just ask my friends and see what they think because you know they're all doctors,
very experienced.
I just love social media. It's like let me put it out there on social media and see what kind of response I get. And sometimes we'll have that like I'm like a goalie forum, and something will happen like hockey goalies and I'll share stories and stuff, and somebody will share a story, and we're all just like. Go to a doctor. Like, don't ask us. We're weird goalies. Like, this sounds really bad.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.